cabrón.
This is a phase one commutation hearing for Dominic Young, ABC number 233332. Mr. Young is currently serving a 10 and a half year sentence for burglary in the first degree. He's asking for a 4-year reduction in his sentence. His CSBD date is April 5th of 2024. If he received the reduction, he will be having a CSBD date of October 31st of 2020. He does have a Maricopa County detainer. According to the inmate progress report, he has taken some classes, which is substance abuse education, automotive technician, HVC, construction tech, cultural diversity reentry program, as well as cognitive thinking. His release plan says the inmate does not get released until 2024, so he does not have a release plan on there. According to his AIM report, he does have a minimal amount of citations that he received. His last citation he received was in 2018 for possession of drugs and found not guilty. It was a major, but he was found not guilty. He was November of 17. He had a disruption account. It was informally resolved. And then in 15 and 16, he had a theft that was in April of 16, and he was guilty of that. It was a minor. And he had that was in 15 and 16 for disrespect, disobeying a verbal, disrupting count, harassment, and disobeying a verbal, and they were all informally resolved. According to his commutation application, says that he's seeking to have his sentence reduced because he has evolved into a positive role model and a mature man since being shot and almost losing his life. He's no longer involved or interested in a life of crime. According to the pre-sentence report, this is an incident that involved two other defendants. Should be noted that this defendant had three prior Maricopa County felonies. In 2006, he was convicted of unlawful discharge of a firearm. He was placed on probation but failed to complete his substance abuse counseling to make his court-ordered payments. The month after he was discharged from probation in December 7th, he committed misconduct involving weapons and class 4 felony when he was found in possession of a semi-automatic handgun. The very next month, he was arrested again for misconduct involving weapons and class 4 felony when he was found in possession of a firearm in his vehicle after he was involved in a police chase. For these cases, he received a sentence of 4.5 years in the Department of Correction, followed by a 2-year supervision. He was on probation at the time that he committed this home invasion and perpetrated in this case. This is a case where he and his friends decided to go into a residence, and they had made an arrangement to buy some marijuana. They went into the residence and tried to debate what the price of the cars was going to be. During the process, they decided to pull out a gun and rob the victims and put two people, tied them up, put them on the floor, and then rob them, then left the scene. He received, for the sentence that he had, he did do a plea agreement. The presumptive for the sentence was a 10.5 years, minimum of 7 years, and a maximum of 21 years that he had. As a result, they dismissed counts 2 through 7 were dismissed as a part of the plea agreement. Count 2 was an aggravated assault. Count 3 was a kidnapping. Count 4 was kidnapping. Count 5 was burglary in the first degree. Count 6 was armed robbery. Count 7 was armed robbery. And then he had two other charges that were also dismissed. 10.5 years was the presumptive that he did receive. If he had not dismiss counts 2 through 7, he would have said he could have received a much, much longer sentence than what he actually got. So I don't think that the sentence was excessive. Therefore, I don't feel that he's eligible to be passed on to a phase 2 commutation hearing. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
Mr. Johnson, I would just like to note for the record that regarding the probability that the offender would conform to the law, he's proposing to live with his mother at 12408 West Orange in Litchfield Park, and one of the victims lives at 12359 West Orange in Litchfield Park. So he would run into that person, given that that's his neighbor across the street.
Yes. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to not pass to phase 2 commutation at this time.
Second.
Wait,